It's time for our regular checkup with pharmacist Elizabeth Roddick from New Life Pharmacy in Glasgow. Hello, Elizabeth. How are you?
I'm very well, and a happy new year to yourself and everyone listening.
Thanks very much. It is good news to hear that the COVID vaccination programme is now underway. There have been changes to the timings of the second COVID vaccinations from the initial three-week period. What are your thoughts on these changes?
I can see the government's point of view to get as many vulnerable people vaccinated as possible, and that's really to make sure the NHS is not overwhelmed. Now, as a frontline worker myself, I would rather stick to the recommended dosage regime. I did, however, check Pfizer with the medical information website for health professionals, and their wording is, and I quote, individuals may not be maximally protected until at least 7 days after their second dose. Now, it's a difficult decision that governments working with scientists have to make, and we all must accept that. But really, to reassure people, there is good short-term protection over the worst part of the winter. This is what it's all about. So even if you get one vaccination, there is definitely good short-term protection, and that's what we want to hear.
Will the vaccination work with the COVID variants?
Yes, at the moment, Toby, I think as far as vaccines are concerned, scientists always have to be alert to new strains and make sure that the vaccines are as effective as possible. It may be in the future we have to repeat the COVID vaccine in a similar way to the flu vaccination, where there are different strains included every year. But right now, the news is good.
Oh, that's good to hear. What would it be for somebody who has an aunt, say, in their 50s about getting the vaccination?
Yeah, I was looking at that, Toby, in just in terms of who's going to get the vaccine first. And we've seen on the news, obviously, that it's care home residents and staff, those over 80 and the first couple of echelons of people or groups of people that are going to get it first. And if you look at right down, it's probably 1 to 9. And number 9 is if you're 50 or over, 50 to 55. So I'm afraid you're number 9 on the list, but that's because you're less at risk of having very severe disease. That's what it's all about.
If there are people out there still getting their flu vaccinations, can they get their COVID vaccination at the same time?
Yeah, this was a question that kept cropping up, particularly with care home staff. And public health's answer was that if someone's getting a COVID vaccination, say day one, then they're allowed to get their flu vaccination on day 8. And then day 28, they'd be able to receive their second COVID vaccine. But of course, the timing of the second dose may change. But it is a question that people ask because there's been a bit of a delay with some people getting the flu vaccination this year. And it may well be there's a crossover with COVID. So always ask the question. That's what I'm saying to you. But certainly ask your health professional about that.
We are hearing more and more in the news about long COVID. Could you remind us all about what long COVID is and how it might affect people?
Yes, Toby, as the name suggests, it's symptoms that seem to appear maybe up to 10 weeks after falling ill from COVID-19. Now, one of the startling symptoms is a feeling of complete fatigue. Normal everyday activities, say such as showering, eating, that can be hugely problematic. Patients have described trying to exercise only to find, say, they have difficulty moving their limbs after as short a time as an hour. And symptoms such as severe headache, shortness of breath. There are a wide variety of symptoms reported, and that's been captured online with a support group, which some people might want to take this down. It's called Long COVID SOS. Now, that has about 8,000 members and also on a COVID symptom study app. I'm pleased to say it's been taken seriously and committees under the NICE and SINE guidelines, along with the Royal College of General Practitioners, they're trying to provide guidelines for health professionals to help their patients. For anyone out there who thinks they're suffering, then there is an online package. Now, it's called Your COVID Recovery. That was launched last July with extensive resources on how to self-manage symptoms. Now, it's really quite a nasty aftermath of COVID, Toby. So I think people need help with it, and please ask about it if you think you're in that category.
I hear you have a book out that's called The Other Front Line. Could you tell me a little bit about your book?
Yeah, I decided to write down my experiences, Toby, over the first few weeks of the lockdown and just generally COVID-19 from March till end of May. And basically, it was just really, it was such an amazing experience for us in pharmacy, community pharmacy. I have never, ever been in a situation like that before, where we had, at the beginning without lockdown, hundreds of people coming into us. I mean, I've never seen anything like it. Worried, getting paracetamol, worried about their inhalers, shortages of medicine. And a lot of the health professionals, the other ones, were shut. For example, optometrists, dentists, and even to a certain extent, GPs. And people were saying, well, where can I go? And so they came to us. And I just thought, this is such an amazing experience that I must write it down. So I've written this diary. It's called The Other Frontline. And I also decided to produce a little documentary, which I'm hoping one day will be seen on television. Who knows? But I just wanted to capture that whole experience for pharmacy. And I used a lot of my colleagues as well and their experiences.
You could be a TV star in the future.
You never know.
As always, some very useful information and advice. Elizabeth, if people want to get in touch and maybe ask for some advice, where can they find you?
Yeah, we're on all the W's, newlifepharmacy.co.uk.
Thank you, Elizabeth Roddick from New Life Pharmacy in Glasgow, for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks again, Toby.